looking back at those 40 years, described by Anne Barnes as remarkable, how do you view it?
Oh, it's been a superb journey. I mean, every day I look back and I've had a fantastic time, and I'm very privileged to have been able to be part of this service.
It was interesting to me that you were very much involved in that 747 plane crash and hijack in 1999 at Stansted Airport. Has that been quite a moment that you would sort of chalk up to some of the interesting things that police officers find themselves being involved with?
Oh, definitely. Your research is obviously very good. Yeah, that was an interesting day. That was my first day as the divisional commander at Stansted Airport. And when I was phoned to say a jumbo jet had crashed, I thought it was some kind of joke, only to find out that it really had. So that was literally a sort of into the fire start of being a commander at an airport.
I mentioned 3.5 years in the role, and for you, I mean, that when I heard that you were retiring, I did think to myself, wow, already? That was my natural gut reaction. But you've been in the, as we've heard, you've been in for 40 years. So was that something you had always planned, that you'd do the job for a few years and then say, actually, I can't go any higher unless you want to be in charge of the whole country? You know, is that something you decided?
No. If I look back on my sort of earlier career, my plan was to do my 30 years and then retire and go and do other things. But to be fair, I was having such a great time and opportunities come up that were fantastic opportunities not to be missed, that that I stayed. And I don't regret that for a minute. I've had a fantastic opportunity, particularly here in Kent.
So the chief role wasn't actually in your idea of your job plan then, really?
Good gracious me, no. When I joined the job, I wanted to be a dog handler. And some would say that's when I'd peaked, but I'd had great opportunities to do other things and then eventually found my... It was no career plan. Yeah. It was really just finding yourself running your own force, which has been fantastic.
So I know that, you know, we mentioned the good times, we mentioned all those wonderful positive experiences, but you did get a rough ride 4 months ago, didn't you, after that highly critical report? Just to remind people, it showed 1 in 10 crimes were not being recorded or dealt with properly. How much has that had to do with your retirement decision?
No, nothing at all. That was a report that we discussed in detail at the time, as you know.
I remember. And
the forces sort of identified where there was some learning from that, and we've moved forward. It's had no influence at all. I think, you know, people say, was this a quick decision? Well, I think 40 years is plenty of time to consider what your future is.
News of your retirement comes just days after you were defending the force and the policing of the Remembrance Day parade in Chatham. Did that knock you a bit, thinking about that people, particularly those who represent the forces, were concerned that Kent Police weren't doing their job?
No, what knocked me was the way that it was presented. Actually, we've always said, and we've been very clear about this a number of times, Kent Police are not walking away from Remembrance Day parades. There are some people who are supposed to be organisers that haven't taken their responsibilities seriously. That's where I get frustrated. I'm very confident that Kent Police will do the right thing because that's what we do. We will be part of the Remembrance Day parades, but the organisers, and to be fair, the vast majority of them have taken their responsibilities properly. Just a very small number, two, have not done that.
Now, I know when I retire, I want to tell everyone in the office first, before the boss does. Anne Barnes has done that for you today. Were you expecting that? Were you expecting to come on with me tonight?
Not at all. No, as you rightly say, my plan was to tell the force, which we did this afternoon, and then go public tomorrow. But things happen and we deal with them, don't we?
Well, of course, you have to deal with whatever's happening. But were you a bit peeved on that one?
This is not a day to get peeved. This is a day to celebrate an excellent career, an enjoyable career.
Well, you have had a very long career in what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing next.
Well, I've got some sort of projects and plans to do. Nothing sort of fixed, but hopefully they'll be worked up within the next few months as to exactly how I'm going to spend it. In the meantime, I'll enjoy the rest of my service here in Kent, because let's just be clear, I don't actually go until January.
Plenty of time for us to chat.
Plenty of time to chat and still lots of stuff to do.
And I just want to know this, because I know there'll be police officers, right, who are off duty tonight, and they'll be sitting, maybe it'll be on in an office. I don't know if you're allowed to do that in Kent Police, but maybe the radio will be on. I may be the first choice, I don't know. Are you hoping for a leaving present, and what do you want?
No, I've had my present. Being the chief constable for 3.5 years is plenty
of
presents.
You've said the right thing, but what do you really want?
No, that's it. Yeah, this has been a privilege, and you know, when I was given the job 3.75 years ago, that was present enough for anybody who's serving in the police.
I want to thank you for your service. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time.